that the kitchen didn't have a big space. Mm-hmm. It was like this. Mm-hmm. Well, is that enough piece of paper and I could begin it over?
That's okay. Just, you know,
okay.
Just,
uh-huh.
Just about approximately.
It was straight up. Mm-hmm. And this, there was an entrance for to go out on the porch. Mm-hmm. I've got that too big, of course, but. Mm-hmm. And then from here was a stairway. And there was a bedroom on top of that. Dining room. Mm-hmm. And a bedroom on this side. And then on this side there was another bedroom. Then it was built right straight up, and there was a hall where there was a porch upstairs too. Mm-hmm. And there was a hall that went all the three, mm-hmm. so you could get to the rooms.
Mm-hmm. Could you maybe draw the upstairs here, maybe a little smaller?
I'll do it this way to the upstairs. Okay, closets.
Uh-huh. Could you just tell me a little bit about your life, about some of the people you met when you were very young?
Well, we knew all the people that was in the country them days, you know. You knew all the people. In fact, we did at our section. There was one section called Mandarin and one section called Loretta. Mm-hmm. Now, we didn't know the Mandarin people so well, mm-hmm. but we knew all the ones that came to the Catholic Church because that was the only church. Mm-hmm. And they all lived as farmers, mm-hmm. and had a few head of cattle, some of them, and hogs and so forth.
And do you remember what different occupations people had?
Well, we had a man that had a dairy, mm-hmm. and my father had a farm and the cattle, mm-hmm. and of course there had to be a store around so they could get the groceries. Mm-hmm. But when I was born out there, why, there wasn't too many houses at that time.
Yeah.
But it's building up quite good.
Certainly. Do you remember things you liked to do when you were very young?